This year, we've taken a tasty tour around the city. Every month Timmins Today features local residents who are serving up delicious eats with the Let's Eat feature. Here's a look at all of the culinary treats we've featured this year. Borealis Fresh Farms. With advances in agricultural technology, a Timmins farm is growing farm-fresh vegetables year-round, even in an urban area and a northern climate. Read the full story here. Mark and Ann Rodrigue, owners and operators of Borealis Fresh Farms, control all growing variables for their produce, including the light spectrum, with their indoor farm. They grow fresh vegetables and herbs year-round in Timmins. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Sweet Magic Freeze-Dried Candy. Whether you are having a good day, a bad day, or it's a holiday, there is one flavorful item that will make it sweeter: candy. Freeze-dried candy has burst onto the scene everywhere, including Timmins. Read the full story here. Linda Douglas, owner of Sweet Magic Freeze-Dried Candy. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Rubber Boot Farm. Marcel Forget started raising chickens to help recover from a broken back. Now he and his wife Corrine, a local optometrist, are sharing the benefits of farm-raised meat and produce. Read how Rubber Boot Farm came to be here. Marcel and Corrine Forget are the owners of Rubber Boot Farm in Timmins. But farming wasn't their original fields. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Little Northern Meals. This local business is making healthy eating easy by doing the shopping and prep work for you. Each week, Little Northern Meals customers get a menu to order prepped meals. Find out more about the unique endeavor here. Lonnie Bouvier is the owner of Little Northern Meals. The business makes prepared meals for its customers. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Punjabi Restaurant. The local food offerings got a little spicier thanks to the Punjabi Restaurant. Located directly across from City Hall on Algonquin Boulevard, it is owned by Kanwaljeet Kaur Baines and her husband Bahadur Singh Baines. With a traditional Punjabi menu, the restaurant serves up appetizers, main dishes, sides, desserts and more. Read the full story here. Kanwaljeet Kaur Baines and her husband Bahadur Singh Baines own the new Punjabi restaurant in Timmins, located on Algonquin Boulevard, across the street from City Hall. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Smokey Robinson Barbecue. It was a rock and roll summer for Smokey Robinson Barbecue. The food truck and catering business, featuring scratch-made barbecue, rocked the patio at Full Beard Brewing Company and was a welcome food source for music fans at Rock on the River in Timmins. Read the full story here. Brian Robinson, owner of Smokey Robinson Barbecue. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Sunrise Orchards and Produce. Sunrise Orchards and Produce is aptly named. The root of the business is bringing high-quality fresh fruits and vegetables to residents of northeastern Ontario. As agriculture grows throughout the region, it also helps shine a light on northern farmers and their products. The full story is available here. Marion Veens, second from left, and her Sunrise Orchards and Produce crew at the Mountjoy Farmers Market. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Sparks Pizza. The newest pizza joint downtown is getting people all fired up. Sparks Pizza is bringing the goodness of wood-fired pizza to the city with a heart of gold. Read the full story about how the family business came to be here. Sparks Pizza owner Tim Jamieson gets ready to make a pizza in the wood-fired oven. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Chow Sandwich Company. Ryan and Kennedy Wilson are living the dream. The young married couple have not only found each other, but they are making a living doing what they love, serving up delicious, made-from-scratch dishes with Chow Sandwich Co. The full story is here. Kennedy and Ryan Wilson are the owners of the Chow Sandwich Company in Timmins. They started their business this summer, bringing a taste of Italy to the streets of Timmins. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Midtown Bowl. The local bowling alley is finding new ways to serve up food and fun. There are improved snacks, more party options and big-ticket prizes at Midtown Bowl. Find out all the tasty treats on the menu here. Natalie Berry, owner of Midtown Bowl in Timmins, shows off the new self-serve popcorn machine. The business has expanded offerings at its snack bar and added a modern arcade with prizes. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Let's Eat is a monthly feature on Timmins Today. If you know a restaurant or eatery that would be perfect to feature, let us know. Email the details, including its name and contact information, to Meja@timminstoday.com.